You there, bud?
Yeah, we're here.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's always trouble when the guest asks the host, you there?
Are you still there?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh, my gosh. Barb?
Are you okay?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
What would that smell like, Barb?
I don't know.
Bleach? Oh, you know.
Uh-oh.
Talk on the air, Turley. Quit telling me minutia in my ear.
Maybe I'm just feeding down information.
Yeah, I say, well, what does Turley know? No, it was Teresa. Who cares?
On the TV Tim show, maybe that's how it works. Or maybe on Big Dick show. I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm just feeding down information that's told.
Shut up!
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Still one of my favorites. All right, it is 8 o'clock on The Ticket. Time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from that SMU radio broadcast. You know, they won their first game of the year on Saturday, on their last game of the year against UConn.
Mark that.
And did you see that as they tried to run the victory formation and had their quarterback take a knee, they took like three penalties because they didn't line up right?
No.
And finally they had to get back and run like four wide because that's the only way they know how to line up.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done the victory celebration all year long. Well, that wasn't the worst thing that happened at that game. It's this layout by one Rich Phillips, who does play-by-play. And the color commentator, I believe, is either Craig Swan or Forrest Gregg. It's one of those guys. And listen to how Rich lays out on his color guy.
Prescott line going up the middle, nothing there. He is bottled up right at the line of scrimmage. Be fortunate if they give him a one-yard gain, as that play was stacked up very well right inside by Michael Myers, their backup nose guard. It'll be second down and nine.
Didn't he used to play defensive line for the Cowboys?
Second down and nine at the 41.
Wow. Lord!
Jeez!
What happened there?
Rich doesn't want jokes. He's trying to get SMU their first win, and he doesn't want to listen to jokes.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, no one could play for the Cowboys and then come back and play for UConn. There's no way.
That's so tense.
Now, what I'm told is Rich was being told something in his ear, so that's what the SMU story is.
That's what he claims.
That's what the high-powered PR department that they hired told them to say.
That's an old norm line.
That's what they want you to
believe. That's what Obama wants you to believe.
Right.
Yeah.
I did forget that the Cowboys had a lineman, Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm. 94.
So it wasn't just like... you know, Mike Myers, the actor kind of joke that
mm-hmm.
he...
Mm-hmm.
It was a sports humor.
Halloween character, right? When he Mike Myers?
Michael Myers, yeah.
From the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the villain, you know, in the Halloween movies.
I don't think I've ever seen any of the Halloween movies.
I haven't either.
I saw the first one.
That was pretty good.
The other ones are spare.
Yeah, they're pretty spare. Let's hear that layout one more time.
Okay.
I know it's tough to listen to SMU football, but let's listen to that one more time.
No, it's interesting.
Prescott line going up the middle, nothing there. He is bottled up right at the line of scrimmage. Be fortunate if they give him a one-yard gain, as that play was stacked up very well right inside by Michael Myers, their backup nose guard. It'll be second down and nine.
Didn't he used to play defensive line for the Cowboys?
Second down and nine at the 41.
Man,
so cruel for Rich to do to his color guy.
That is a blocked kick right there, isn't it?
A man with a dark heart.
This time of the year, too. Come on, Rich. All right, candidate number two, that T.C. Fleming's up to it again, making strange noises. I believe he's hosting here, Ticket Sports Saturday, and he makes this really odd noise.
Unless the... board or the committee keeps Alabama in the top four. Excuse me, top four still.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I was trying to talk through it. If they keep him in the top four, then that's the only way the SEC has a championship team.
That's the first I've heard that. That's right. Switch to devil voice. It's like for a moment the devil's pretense was his earthly body fell away.
Before we hear it isolated, which is awesome, let's listen to it as it happened once more.
Unless the board, the committee keeps Alabama in the top four. Excuse me, top four.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk through it. If they keep him in the top four, then...
All right,
what
no.
happened?
Oh, I think it's a burp. Listen to this burp. Devil noise.
Force. How does he have dual voice?
Force. Did that David Lee Roth
Yeah,
thing.
He did the David Lee Roth.
Force.
God, that's
what interval is that?
You could tell us. Maybe a young priest and an old priest.
So it was a brief moment of burp talking?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But it's dual toned.
Force.
Oh my gosh.
Force.
Pergon Force.
Golly.
Pergon Force. That,
yeah, well, that's his crime fighting team.
Pergon Force.
Oh my gosh.
That is awesome.
Can we hear that naturally one more time?
Unless the board, the committee keeps Alabama in the top four. Excuse me, top four still.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to talk to you.
Sorry.
If they keep him in the top four, then that's the only way.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, TC. I love you so much.
Oh, that feels like a massage. Laughing that hard, doesn't it?
Feels so much better now. All right, candidate number three comes to us from the Norm Hitchkiss Show. This is also a funny noise. When the intern known as Big Wave Dave, who's way too close to a microphone, sneezes.
And what's happened? Of the 13 targets, 10 were catches. 13-10. I'm liking him even more. Anyway, three... Bless you, Big Wave Dave.
Whoa.
Big Wave Dave exploding.
Hey, Big Wave.
Exploding off mic.
Welcome to the...
Hi, gross.
And Beasley, who had no touchdowns the first six games.
What was that?
Man, wait till you hear this thing isolated. Listen, this sounds like a frog being squished.
Gross. Gross. God, that's disgusting.
How is that human?
How about back-to-back with TC? Then?
All right.
Force. Force.
So Dave was trying to stifle his sneeze?
Yeah, I think so, and it just didn't happen.
That's disgusting.
Dave just exploded.
All right, one more time in the as it happened.
And what's happened? Of the 13 targets, 10 were catches. 13-10. I'm liking him even more. Anyway, three. Big Wave Dave exploding.
Hey, Big Wave.
Exploding
hey,
off.
Welcome to the.
Hi. That's pretty good sneeze here,
man. Is somebody here? Somebody here to visit me?
Exploded over there, Dave.
All right, so those are your three candidates. The Rich Layout, the TCU Strange, or TCU, TC, TC Strange what? Noise, or Big Wave Dave's Strange Noise. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Big Wave Dave and his big explosion all over Norm.
Thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket.
Pretty weak crowd this week, guys. You can
didn't
better.
Ask you. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, Juan Grande, the White Devil. I'd like to vote for candidate number three in the legalization of cannabis. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, Big Wave Dave with an early lead. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Give me the TC Regonk Force, sir.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me Sports Duck, who fired the greatest ticket ticker guy ever, John Garrett, and shout out to Bearcat Ballers and Coach Dan Tobin.
Don't understand any of that.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning, Texas, and the honor of great Roger Staubach of the vote for who I think is Texas of the Year, and that's Vaginal Slash Born.
No, sir. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Fernando, you're an ass, and George, you're gay.
George, you're right on Welcome one of those things. You've got to guess which one you're right about. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, users. This game show guy. I'd like to vote responsibly for the force that is TC.
Thank you, game show guy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, in this holiday season, y'all have a little good. I'm going to go shopping later on, get a little give, and may the force be with you.
How was he Thank doing you. His little double voice there? Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was weird sounding. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for TC and Redog.
Yes, I think that is the proper vote, and we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. TC has done it again. The Regonk Force is now in full force here on the ticket.
Unless the board, the committee keeps Alabama in the top force. Excuse me, top force. I'm sorry. I was trying to talk through it. If they keep him in the top four, then that's the only way the SEC has a championship team.
Right, yeah, we understand.
I want to examine something else. Who's he doing the show with?
Montemayor's laughing.
Okay, that's who that is. Because his reaction is funny, and TC's immediate excuse me is funny.
All right, one more time.
Unless the board, the committee keeps Alabama in the top four. Excuse me, top four still.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I was trying to talk through it. If they keep him in the top four, then...
God, that's so awesome.
Man, the TC can just do amazing things with his voice.
Didn't...
say his mouth.
Didn't Norm have a horrible burp one time, too, in the air?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
The alligator burp.
Yeah,
the crocodile burp.
Yeah, no one will ever out-burp Norm.
God, and he also so weird.
Norm at the Super Bowl also ripped one in front of Ray Nitschke or somebody.
Jerry Kramer.
Jerry Kramer.
Yeah. He got mad at Jerry Kramer.
How many is that for TC?
That's his eighth win. He breaks the tie with Jerry Jones.
Way to go, TC. Way to go.
Regonk Force.
The Regonk Force is out.